Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1281, Happiness Clocks In, by the Live Happy team of livehappy.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host of the show, and today we're going to hear from Live Happy, so let's get right to it and optimize your life. Happiness Clocks In, by the Live Happy team of livehappy.com. In Denmark, happiness in the workplace is so valued that they even have a name for it, arbejdsglæde. Roughly translating into work joy or work happiness, it's a word that seems foreign to U.S. workers in more ways than one. During the course of our lives, we spend roughly 90,000 hours working, so it makes sense that we'd want to enjoy that part of our lives. While previous generations may have focused their attention on paying the bills and working hard to build a good life for their families, today's workers expect a greater work and life balance. In fact, Gallup's 2017 State of the American Workplace report found that 53% of workers say that having a position with greater work-life balance and increased personal well-being is very important, and they increasingly expect employers to play a role in that. The 2017 Staples Annual Workplace Study discovered that 80% of workers believe employers have a responsibility to keep employees both mentally and physically well. Given the connection between happiness, good health, and productivity, bosses would do well to listen. Quote, "People who are happy at work have better health, are happier in life, and enjoy greater career success and lifetime incomes." End quote. Alexander Kjerulf, CEO of the Danish company Woohoo Inc. It's good for the company, too. Economists from the University of Warwick found that happier people are 12 to 20% more productive and use their time more effectively. Quote, "One of the authors of the study, Andrew Oswald, professor of economics and behavioral science at the University of Warwick, says, quote, "Companies like Google have invested more in employee support, and employee satisfaction has risen as a result. For Google, productivity rose 37%. Making workers happy really pays off." End quote. Rules of engagement. But what exactly makes for a happy workplace? It's more than Google's free food and arcade games that make employees want to work harder and do better. It's most likely the autonomy, the ability to learn on the job, and the variety of challenges that contribute to happiness and greater productivity. All of those elements were found to be major contributing factors to work satisfaction in the Gallup report. Scott Crabtree, Chief Happiness Officer and founder of Happy Brain Science, a consulting company that helps organizations boost productivity and happiness, says, quote, "Autonomy is a key human motivator, and that includes autonomy at work. Nobody enjoys being micromanaged, so why do it to others?" End quote. Employees who fare best are those who are given clear goals or expectations, limited feedback, and only when necessary, and the freedom to move forward on their own. That kind of approach leads to an engaged workforce, and engaged workers are happy ones. Making a play for workplace happiness. Engaging workers is easier said than done. While it's not a new problem for workers or for employers, it is becoming more important. One of the new drivers of employee engagement is gamification, which applies game mechanics to non-game settings, such as the workplace. This allows employers to develop rewards, encourage employees, and improve performance in a more accessible, enjoyable way. As he studied more about happiness in the workplace, Scott, who has a background in video game design, was surprised to learn that what makes people happy and engaged in video games are the same elements that engage us at work. He says, quote, "What makes games so compelling, according to science, is that you find core human intrinsic motivators in them. These are psychological needs that we all have. Specifically, those needs are autonomy, relatedness, and mastery, and the best video games satisfy our needs for that. It's exciting to know that the things that engage us in playing games are the same things that engage us in making work more rewarding and engaging." End quote. Playing with a full deck. Scott merged the research on workplace happiness with positive psychology principles into a game called Choose Happiness at Work. Using two decks of cards, players work through a set of problems based on real-world work scenarios. One player draws a problem, and the other players recommend one of the solutions they've drawn from the other deck. Scott says, quote, "It gets everyone talking about how these different solutions will work. Every solution has a real science behind it." End quote. Those solutions apply principles of positive psychology to resolve the scenario. He goes on to say, quote, "I use this a lot in workshops and presentations, and there's a lot of laughter. There's not enough laughter in the workplace. So even though it's a quote-unquote serious game, it's a lot of fun." End quote. Even in its levity, however, the game is providing ideas and guidelines for solving workplace problems, improving communication, and creating greater engagement. The solutions presented are designed to make players think differently and respond to situations using a positive, engaged approach. Scott says, quote, "When you talk to people about gamification at work, most people immediately go to the surface stuff. We'll give people points and badges and prizes. All of that is great and it works, but it works better if you understand why it's working and what it's all about. In work and in games, it's all about progress and mastery." End quote. While workplaces may have been reluctant to introduce initiatives for employee happiness in the past, today that mindset is changing. Finally, Scott says, quote, "I understand that we're at work to get things done, but fun is not the opposite of productivity. Science shows us it can be a great complement to productivity. If you take 5% of your time to boost happiness at work and you get a 20% productivity boost out of that investment, then I would say that's a fantastic return on investment." End quote. You just listened to the post titled "Happiness Clocks In" by the Live Happy team of livehappy.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/startup. So just go to indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And thanks so much to the team over at Live Happy, which is a site that takes you on a journey to find your authentic happiness in life, at work, and at home through inspiring stories and hands-on tips rooted in the science of positive psychology. They're also a national magazine, a podcast, line of gifts, and line of apparel. Their award-winning content offers in-depth features and the latest news on mindfulness, health and wellness, gratitude, and resilience, all delivered through fascinating stories about people, whether they be celebrities, authors, or ordinary people with extraordinary lives. So come by livehappy.com to learn a lot more. And with that, I wish you a great rest of your day and hope you'll be back with me tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.